And then, of course, there's hope. At 7:30 p.m. on a Tuesday in April, the doors to the Pikes Peak F and AM Lodge on Prospect Street are open. Members of that Prince Hall-affiliated order smile and nod as two doors south a woman says, "God, he's unbearable," then laughs. The last sun slants her bared feet, free and rich as the gold for which the state's first masons came. Surely the owner of that blue hound on Custer will be home soon, and it's possible the groups convened in the Counterpoint building for some purpose other than to keep gaze off the school board or city council. I don't know why another Monet tacked to someone's wall makes me think the world will go on. Why one stunted daffodil outside a rental house and I'm alive. The international political economy major had a question for last night's activist speaker. Given all the injustice she'd been discussing, how does she stay hopeful? She threw her black rope of hair over one shoulder. "My life's pretty good," she said. "My kids and I laugh a lot. We like to dance.